Glory, hallelujah. Before we go into prayer tonight, first I want to welcome the Holy Spirit. I want to welcome the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. Father God, I repent from all my sins. I come before you tonight, Lord God, and I lift myself and I place it in your hands. And Father God, you said we need to repent. So I repent before you tonight. And I ask you, Father, by the name of Jesus, by your Son, Christ Jesus, to come now and to wash me in the blood of Jesus. That way all you can see is your blood. All you can see tonight is your blood. I hide myself, Almighty God. I hide myself, Almighty God, behind the cross. And oh, Jesus, I let you come forth tonight and glorify yourself through us. Glorify yourself through us according to John 17 tonight, Lord God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the nation may come to know, Almighty God, that we live inside of you and you live inside of us. Father God, we come now and we bow before you. Now, Holy Spirit, come forth and minister through us. That the nations may know that you alone is Jehovah and your ways are just and through the most Sunday. Father, we also know that if we pray in the Spirit, and if there's no interpretation, Almighty God, the person that's praying in the Spirit is just building up their self. And because, oh God, there's no interpretation right now, Lord, I thank you that I'm building up myself, my spirit man, my body, my soul, and my spirit is intertwined with your spirit. And now, Father, use my mouth that I may be able to speak what you tell me to speak. Use my eyes that I may be able to see. Hallelujah. Use my hands that I may be able to war. And Father, in the name that is above every single name, let your fire, oh God, come out of my belly, that the nations will be shaken tonight. Let the atmosphere shake and change tonight, Almighty God. Father God, I bow now before you, and I place myself into your hands. And just like your Son declared, into your hands, he committed his spirit. That means he gave it all over to you then, Lord, Father. And he declared that it is finished. But it didn't stop there, Father. He gave us the keys to the kingdom. He gave us the keys to your kingdom. And your word, which is a spirit, declare whatsoever, whatsoever, according to Matthew 18, 18 to 20. And you gave us authority also, Lord God, to bind the enemy. The enemy have no power and no authority over us. So today, we come and we walk strategically in your presence, because in your presence, there is fullness of joy in your presence. There is peace forevermore. So we give it to you tonight, and we come in one accord. And we come believing you tonight by your word, that when we speak, your word is going to come to life. And we are going to have, see everything, Lord. We're going to see that word put on a body. Thank you, Father, that we believe in you. Thank you, Father God, that there's joy and peace in you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Every single name. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And amen. Tonight, I come to you. I come to you in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I come to you tonight and I place myself behind the cross. And I invite the Holy Spirit to come in and to minister through me. And whoever want to intercede for every single one of us online tonight, or the person who is going to hear the play, the recording tomorrow, or any other day when they listen. You see, this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Man cannot do this. Man is not capable to do anything but God. So Viola, in him you move and you have not only your being, but his being. Certainly, the enemy has no power and no authority over you, your family, your generation, and I'm going to say your generation first, then come your family, because the Father had shown it to us. There is a difference between the family and the generation. He told me that whatever comes out of our loin is the generation, but the extension of your mom, daddy, is your family. So we got to understand. The generation of the righteous is blessed. Seriously now, wealth and riches will be in their houses. It doesn't necessarily have to be money, but it means whatever you need, it is already accessed. It is already there and ready for you to walk in and to take it. Genesis 1:31, I believe. I'm not going over there. If I'm quoting the scripture incorrectly, it is up to you to go and to check it out. Do not take what I have to say to you. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Man will always mess up, but Jesus Christ himself will never mess up. So if I say Genesis 131, go check it and make sure it's 131, or maybe 128, or maybe 105. But I tell you, go check it for yourself. It is all about you and him. And he said everything, every single thing that he created at that given time, he said it was very good. He didn't say it was good. He said, with an extension, it was very good. So tonight we come to the very good, which is him. Tonight we come and we lay it at the altar to who proclaimed and did for us the very good. What are we needing? What you need tonight? What do I need tonight? My body needs healing because I went to my daughter's house and I come back. As a matter of fact, we went to a funeral. The funeral, beautiful, everything was okay. And I come back last week and I'm down. Cold and coughing and carrying. But let me tell you something. Even with all that spectrum and what going on, we still did our fasting, or we still did our watch. And today, I could have said to every single person, we're not going to be online tonight. But I said, no, we're going online. And we're going to give the enemy a black eye. Because he is not in charge of nothing. Nothing. Zero with an zero. He is not. You know why he is in charge of stuff? Because we gave him that authority. Yeah. We gave it all to him. But from the moment we get wise and start reading the life-changing word of God Himself, we will get to understand and we will get to know that we won. Even when we think we are down, we won. Why? Because Jesus did it for us. Up from the grave, he arose. He gave us the key, according to Matthew 16. I don't know why I was going to be praying tonight, but I don't want to give you all this. You need to get it. You need to get it. But I will give you the key. You need to get it. The word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, wherever you send it. You know, this is modern age, and we got Google. Google may not give you the entire thing, but it's up to you to search it. There's going to come a time when only one scripture or one verse is you're going to need, because the way I feel and the way I'm seeing it all the time, that the Father is waking me up and talking about repent and telling people to repent and do something is happening. I don't care what you want to say. I'm not here to brainwash anybody. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. Everybody, like my mom always would tell me in Jamaica, every tub have to sit on their own bottom. That means the pan where you wash your face in the old days, the canister where you wash your face, where you take it back. There come a day when you're gonna get rust. There come a time when you have to sit on your own bottom. Everybody gotta give an account to God for themselves. So don't come call me and tell me that there's not a God. I went to the doctor today, and when I give out my testimony to that doctor, that lady look at me. Died in front of my daughter, 2021. It ain't no joke. It's documented over there at the hospital. 2010. It ain't no joke. It's documented in Hartford, over there in some hospital in Massachusetts. I almost died again. Only had 3 units of blood. In the hospital for 21 days. They thought I had cancer in my stomach. Let me tell you something. You gotta have to have your own words, your own testimony. You're gonna have to hear from God for yourself. Don't let nobody try to shut you down. Do you hear me? I was talking to Keisha. Don't let nobody try to shut you down, Keisha, right? That's what your name is, right, Keisha? Okay. Don't let nobody shut you down, honey. Your voice, whatever comes out of your mouth, out of your belly, is gonna create, it's gonna shape. I'm here to tell you. Folks trying to tell me to shut up. How are you gonna tell me to stop talking? Well, you weren't the one who was getting raped when I was being raped. You know the reason why I could talk about it? It's because I'm delivered. Oh yeah, gang rape. All different kind of rape. All different kind of not having food to eat. You can't come talk to me and come in my face and tell me how to do my testimony. Oh no, back off. Go get your own testimony because my testimony is going to change somebody's life. Do you hear me, Keisha? Don't listen to nobody. Don't let nobody tell you that you're an outcast and you're not going to be a mountain. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? Do you understand? Shake your head and shake it good. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Don't listen to your mama and your papa and your grandma. You gotta have to have some other people in your spectrum. That mean in your atmosphere. That mean in your area. That mean in your sapphire. That mean wherever you're gonna walk. You gotta have to have some more people. And when oh look, God's opened up the door for you, honey. Some doors have been opened, slam right open, honey. And when you walk through it. Don't act like you know you arrived because they're gonna think that what's she trying to do? What's she trying to do? Well, look where she coming from. You know, she trying to act like she did. You know what? Get yourself an attaché case. Oh yeah. You're not trying to that doesn't necessarily mean that you need an attaché case, but you're trying to let the person know and you're trying to let the devil know. Yes, I've been arrived. Before I was born out of my mother's womb, yes, or before I was born out of my mother's, whatever you want to call it, in the womb, coming out through the vagina, before I was born, whatever, how you want to slice it. Oh, I already had my attaché case up in there. You understand me? You got to get bold. I had to get bold. I had to tell them people, I don't care what nobody got to say. Look. I sit around. Let me tell you something. This is supposed to be a prayer night. And I don't know why the Holy Ghost having me talking like this. But maybe I have to talk. Maybe somebody need to hear this. Maybe you need to hear this, Missy. You understand me, Missy? When they're trying to tell you that you silly, maybe you need to hear that you ain't silly. Okay, maybe you need to hear that you need to straighten up and shape up and straighten up your face and start smiling when they think that you're crazy. Did they tell you you're crazy? Missy, I'm talking to you. Did you shaking your head? Put yourself, I don't know nothing about ain't no comment. Santa could entertain the comment department until I get versed with this comment business. Santa gonna have to start do the commentation, but I'm just gonna be led by the Holy Ghost. You understand it? I'm just gonna be uncut. Missy, did they ever one day tell you that you act like you crazy? Yes or no? Shake your head. Well, you ain't crazy. You know what you're hearing? You know when you go to your bed and you start seeing and hearing them sound? That was the Holy Ghost trying to wake you up and tell you something ain't right. It's time for you to start praying. And I guess, Missy, let me tell you something. Don't go tell everybody your business effective immediately. You ain't got no friends, okay? They're not your friends. The ones that you calling up and talking to them, they're not your friends, honey. You know who's your friend? Jesus. That's the only friend you want right now. Until you get your breakthrough, huh? Until you get your breakthrough, until you get your coming out, you don't have any friends. I am not your friend. Your friend ain't your friend. You know who's your friend? Jesus. US. That is your friend, honey. Everybody else is second best. Okay, but you're sitting up in first class and you don't even know it, trying to run around and trying to be validated by everybody else when they can't even validate you. And I'll tell you one thing, you see how they talk about you and tear you down like a cockroach. You see all them cockroach, those leeches that always want to borrow your money and don't want to pay you back. They're gonna come pay you back. You're gonna get your money back. You need to use the scripture. Seven. You need to take that scripture down. That's number seven. They need to give you back your stuff seven times. I used to believe God for the thousands, but you need to Google the scripture that believe for your sevenfold return. And he says, when the enemy has been found, that's the scripture. He has to return it seven times. And you see all them family members? You ever hear about Joseph? Go read up on the scripture, Joseph. Look, man, I'm gonna get out of your kitchen, okay, girl? Because I ain't got no time for you in the kitchen. Because you're not getting it. You are a Joseph. Why do you come on the line to mess with me tonight, girl? I'm talking to you out like you ain't got no sense. I'm talking to
I
you out
receive
lonely,
it.
like you don't want to be excited. I'm talking to you out like you from a different planet. You ever hear about Joseph?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me tell you what Joseph did. The man got beat down, kicked down,
Yes,
slapped
he did.
down, knocked down, kicked down by family member. Papa looking for Joseph. But guess what? Even when they want to charge Joseph for touching that woman, and she ain't touched nobody.
Yes,
He
God.
ain't touched nobody. What happened to Joseph at the end?
He became the
Oh,
top.
okay, them brothers, as you the dreamer, you better know how to interpret your dreams, okay? And please don't go call everybody to interpret your dreams.
Yes.
In other words, you talk too much. You understand me?
Wow.
You don't want
Yes.
everybody in your business. Look, I'm over here minding my business, trying to come online. Oh, I guess. All right, Father God. Because I don't establish that as the supernatural. So then that's where the supernatural going to display. So I have to repent.
Wow.
I got to take it back because I'm here to pray because I need some prayer. I want y'all to pray for me, okay? Because I need some prayer.
Yes.
But tonight, I have to be led by the Holy Ghost. And I got to be up in somebody's kitchen. Do you hear me, Latoya? You need to wake up and shake up. Marie, I'm not even going to talk about you right now. Every single person online, the Father is ministering to. The Father is talking to. The Father needs us all. Do you hear that, Mary? He needs us. He needs us. He needs me. He needs you. He needs us. Why not make a commitment tonight that we're just going to get out of our stupor? Why not? Sharon, why not? Get out of our stupor. Got to get out of my stupor. You hear me, Gloria? I got to get out of my stupor. 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 I got to let him use me because he's the only person. We're the only person that he have right now on this earth. When he first wanted me to be ministering in Connecticut, he gave me the name of the church. He says the Holy Tabernacle. And now I went and I established that place. So now I moved to Florida. So we have the Holy Tabernacle and it's global. So we established in Connecticut, global down here. Well, the Father told me a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, the Holy Tabernacle, first of all, we're not a building. All of us here, not a building. Peter, upon this rock, Peter, upon this rock, Upon this rock, Peter, I am going to build my church. All right, then he started talking to me. He is not in a building anymore. He lives in us. Go read our Corinthians and see. He lives in us. He's looking for a place to reside. And then listen to what he told me, and I'm like, whoa. Every single person that repent and give their life to him is the holy tabernacle. So even though he gave me that name, every single person is the holy tabernacle. Because he wants to come in and he wants to tabernacle with us. I said, Dale, what a revelation. So therefore, I can't be going around acting like I'm so because we are all his body. And we all must have every single thing in common. That simply means when my sister and my brother and the babies, whoever have need and I have it, I'm supposed to release it. Are you getting it? This is not a one-man show. This is a tabernacle where the Father wants to dwell. So we better get up off our stuff. And when our family and when people have need and we have it, release it. Release it. I always wonder why I give so much. I always wonder. But that's one other part of my ministry, is just give. And when you read the book of Acts, they have every single thing in common. They break bread together. They pray together. They communicate together. Oh my God Almighty. We have to do better. We have to do better. I gotta do better. I gotta be obedient to the King. I gotta hear, I'm telling you, in my belly is worship. I got worship in my belly. You have never seen me worship. I used to party out there on the street. Let me tell you, I know how to party. I know how to move my hips. People tell me when I'm in the meeting, okay? That I, like Jamaica, they say ragamuffin. I know how to ragamuffin. I know how to get down, drop down, get up and roll. Not because I am overweight. Do not mess with me. Anybody online that come to the meeting, they'll let you know. Do not get this thing backward. I know how to shimmy. I ain't nothing to play with. Nothing. I got them out. You get on my nerves, I'm going to tell you on my nerves. And I'm going to tell you to get off. But at the next spectrum, I love you from now to tomorrow. Every single. Ask Latoya. Ask Jennifer. Ask Sonia. Ask anybody on here who know me. I ain't no joke. But I got a love in my heart. Conditioned for his people. Program for his generation, destined to move mountains, because I am living inside of him and he's living inside of me. We are mountain movers and shakers. We are destined to reign in the earth because we are designed for kingdom building, kingdom articulation, power. The anointing of the Holy Ghost lives, reign inside of us. That when we speak, shake, nations must shake and tremble, because the wealth of God is living inside of us. We are the generation of the righteous. We have the wealth of the kingdom. The Lord God Almighty dwells and reigns in us. We gotta get it right. We gotta get with the program. We gotta get put on some clothes. You ain't coming out here and breast hanging out like that. Put on some clothes. Go get yourself some t-shirt. And then you come because I want to look in your eye. But I want to see a t-shirt over the breast. I don't want no breast to hang out. You hear me, my daughter? I want an outfit on the breast them. Yes. Yes. Cover it up. And then when you come now, when you put on the breast business, when you put on the shirt, then I can't come back. I know we are going to look like that. Oh, nobody now look for nobody over here, so. Put on the shirt and come back. Number one. See, yeah. My God, 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 my God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name, oh, Shokondo Leba. Yororobo sheep, me say, put on your clothes. That's how you tell us, sister, put on our clothes and come up on the line. That is Jamaican talk, people. If you don't understand Jamaican talk, come out of my business. I'm talking to my daughter because she's a Jamaican. Anybody else with any kind of nationality you don't understand, you wait until it comes your turn. I know, like Paul said, he knows how to adapt to any situation. And that's me. I'm an undercover cop. I'm different. I've been called by God, and you have been called by God. And you got to know what you've called to do. And don't let nobody tell you no different. You're called and you're designed for kingdom building. You're called and you're designed to shape the nation. You're called and you're designed to hear from the Holy Ghost himself. You're called and you're designed to, my God, to move mountains, because when you speak, they're supposed to shake and crumble under the voice, under your voice, secondo Sunday. Why do you think the enemy come by? Why? And try to shake. Oh Lord, yes, I saw my fitness supposed to look. Me reggae. Look how you look nice. I look like a somebody. Move it on from get to have the glasses. Let me see, yeah. Take off the glasses, then I want to see them. What's wrong with you? Oh yeah, go on. Everything all right. Take off the glasses. Wanna go on? Take the glasses them off because what are you planning on doing? You planning on getting some kind of promotion? You want to get a promotion in your job? That's what you're thinking about?
No, mommy.
What are you planning on doing? Because you know he's like when I'm looking at you, I see a shifting. Like you're getting ready to like shift. You're planning on leaving for something. You're planning on shifting to something. What are you planning on doing?
Nothing.
Well, you know what? Let me know later.
Okay.
I'll give you like a couple of days.
Okay.
But your son planning on coming back? What is going on over there? I see movements. I see shifting. What are you planning on doing? Are you going to get an elevation in the church? Did the pastor talk to you about an elevation?
Well, only thing they're planning, I know they're planning and moving.
Because I see shifting. That's why I'm asking you. Are you a part of the shifting movement? Are you a part of the planning movement? What is your part in this area over there? Because I see rumbling. I see moving. What is going on? What? How you pay your play? What do you want in that situation? Is that where you're supposed to be? Did you pray about it?
Right. Yes.
And how do you feel about that shifting?
To be honest, I feel very good. I'm happy.
Okay.
I am happy. Yes.
You feel happy about it.
Yeah, I'm calm. I'm pleased. Yeah.
So when are they planning on doing the shifting? When are they planning on doing this moving?
Well, they're not sure because they're still in the process of the shifting, like you said. They're still looking to shift.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you something. You make sure that when you're shifting or when you're shifting, that is where you're supposed to shift to.
Okay.
Okay. You make sure that you do some fasting and praying.
Okay.
Okay. Gotta fast and you gotta pray because Jesus is coming and we don't want to be in no confusion with anyone. Okay.
That's
And
true.
if you're in a position or if you're capable to see how the money is being spent, there is a rumble.
Okay.
And it's a jumble. And so when you go into these situations, you need to know because it got to do with IRS. So when you're going into these people's business, and if you're going to be a part of something, you gotta know, you gotta be sure what you're getting into. So before you sign on anybody's dotted line, on
Do
anybody's dotted line, you make sure the accountant is in there.
Okay.
And you sit and you know how their funds are being spent. Make sure before you sign anything, you know exactly what you're doing.
Mama Ruth.
You do not want to be responsible for anyone and their downfall. You only want to be responsible for you and your God responsible for you. Okay, I see a rumble and I see a shifting. So you have to be very careful.
Okay.
Okay, all right, praise God.
Okay.
Very careful. Gotta be very careful. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks, oh God. We thank you for your armor. Your armor is life. Your armor is light. Your armor brings and give us designated authority. Thank you, Father. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly, oh God, there is no God beside you. None whatsoever. None. The lead, I told you a long time before, leave those people alone. Did I not tell you that? Delete. Well, I don't know if you're on the line.
Yes, Russ, I'm here.
Okay. Did I not tell you to leave those people alone?
Yes.
You leave them alone?
Trying to.
But you need to. I'm not gonna tell you again.
I know.
I'm not gonna. I'm not. No. I'm not even gonna discuss it because you need to listen.
That's true.
Okay. You need to listen because what you're dealing with some gangsters. Okay, and you can't want to. You can't want to go try to gangsterize anybody.
That's true.
Okay. You can't go want to try to gangster the folks. Over what? That ain't your stuff. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Let them people act and carry on. Because, honey, you ain't want to be no bloodshed with these people.
Not at all.
Okay? And these people talking about bloodshedding. So you need to either don't go back over there in their area or you need to stay your butt right over your job. Hey, J-O-B. Let me get to my Psalms 139 and do some praying. Okay? Because I don't know why I'm on the phone with y'all tonight. Because something ain't right.
That's true.
You need to leave them folks. You hear me coughing? And, you hear me laughing and coughing? I don't know why y'all pulling it out of me tonight, but my God. My God, that's why we all have to come in. Iron, sharpen that iron. So when I need you guys need to do the same thing. Be able to come and be able to minister. When you go out on your job, you should be able to minister. When you go in your surrounding, you should be able to minister. In your house, you should be able to minister. When you go to bed, you're supposed to be minister. You're supposed to have the eyes of the Spirit. Jesus Christ has the eyes. He has the eyes when he go into area and when demons are in those areas, evil spirits are in those areas. Anything that's not right in the area, he was able to see it and take it down. And he said to us, oh Lord God Almighty, he said he gave us more authority, things greater than him, than what he puts in. Are y'all not reading the Bible? The enemy, that's the enemy. Look, that's the enemy's choice to come. Who? That is the enemy's choice to come in and raise havoc. Okay? But it's our choice to say back off. Back off, sling foot, slew foot, whatever foot, back off. It is our choice to go in and smile and say, oh, it's you. I remember one time, oh my God, I remember one time when my mom just died. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Oh, this was so good. On my birthday, I'm in my bed sleeping. This spirit come in my bed at June 18 on my birthday, and I got up. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, you ain't my mama. Get out of here. And I said, because my mortgage was kind of late. And I said, before you go, put down my mortgage check. Yeah, I'm serious. Put the check down and get to stepping. Who? You got to be bold. You got to have authority. He said, I have given you authority over every unclean spirit. I must not be reading the Bible right. I must be on a different level. I must be on some kind of confusion level. But it says in Proverbs, it said the words that I speak, they're not only words. That's Jesus. No, that's not Proverbs. Proverbs, not Proverbs, is death and life is in the power of the tongue. But the one that Jesus said, the words that I spoke, they're not just mere words, but they are spirits and they bring forth life. There is life in the word of God. And when I speak that word, it generates and it comes forth and it gives a body. John 6:63. There is life in the word. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Speak the word of God and see your situation change. Hebrews 11 said, now faith is. Now, that means right there, not yesterday. Now when you speak it, faith is. It may not necessarily happen for you to see it right away, but it's now. It's already in the spirit realm and it's a now thing. Now. Now faith is. Oh, yes, now it is. Faith is. Now. And how do you get faith? Proverbs. From Proverbs to Matthew to Hebrews to Acts 10, 17. Now faith. Come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how you're going to get faith. God's word come alive. God's word comes and you execute it and watch it grows. Watch it grows. Watch it come alive. Watch your atmosphere change. Then you can go out and you can look in the sky. Like the other day, that rain's coming. You could talk to it. You can be able to interpret when you look at the shape of the thing. You could see, I look and I see four fingers and you're able to deal with it. The four fingers, four of them and one of them cut off. And you're able to go in and you're able to tear that down. And then you look at the mouth. You look at the mouth.
Yeah.
And once you look at the mouth.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now, girlfriend.
Where?
No. You got to put the stuff on mute if you're talking. And then you look at the mouth. And when you look at the mouth, you deal with the mouth. And then when you look, there was one eye. The eye was right here. And I'm like, wow. My husband said, "Oh, it's coming straight here." I said, "No, it's not. It's not gonna come. I'm gonna send it back into the sea." And then you have one eye. He said, "Where's the other eye?" So you deal with the other eye. You knock out the eye that you don't see. That's how you do spiritual warfare. And then you look at the mouth. The mouth was opening up. If you go in and if you look at the thing that was coming here laughing and you see the mouth open up, you close the mouth. Then when you look on top of the head, you see a thing shape like a pig. The pig forehead up here. And then you go in and you close that demonic spirit. You said, "Oh no, you ain't coming over my house. You ain't coming over here." You gotta have God have to give you eyes. You gotta have eyes to see. So when it lands somewhere, I forgot what they call it, Green Bay, whatever, close to down there in Tampa, but it land in, they call it a terrain. Over there, they say that it was fishes and wildlife. I'm like, yeah, that's where it's supposed to go. And I was telling my daughter about it. This is how you have to pray because it was going up to South Carolina. Let me tell you, praying is strategic. Warfare is strategic. You have to be militant. I learned some stuff from my husband who is a military man. And you take the military man with his thing that he does in the natural, you bring it right over into the spirit. And you're able to arm yourself in the spirit to take down the natural realm. You gotta have some sense and sensibility. And you have to ask God to give you eyes to see these things. So when I look at it, that's what I see. One eye, because it was set like this. And this eye was gone. So you deal with the one that's open. The mouth down here was open. You shut the mouth. You look at the hand, it was a hand like this. Four fingers, one of them was cut off. You cut off the other four. That means it's lifeless. Then when you look up here, you have the head look like a pig. Then you say, that is a spirit. What kind of spirit do you think it is? A marine spirit. So you bind it and you tear it up. Ask God to give you eyes that you can see and know how to deal with these things that's happening and coming forward out of the spirit world. You need to know how to pray. When you're in your house, you're walking through your house, and all of a sudden, you feel like your skin or the back of your head starts standing. You're in the presence of something. So you turn around and you cast it out. You tell it to go. Just like Jesus, when Jesus was passing and them demons see Jesus, he said, "Oh, why do you come to torment me for the time?" And Jesus sent him into the pig. He said, "We have double portion. We're going to do greater works." And if Jesus did all of that, and he said, "We're going to do greater works. Where is our greater works?" I want to know. I want to entertain that greater work. I want to entertain something. If he going to tell me, because you know I didn't want to do this. I want to go party because I'm a sportsman fan. If you in Hartford, you know what? I used to go to party from Thursday evening right back to make it to go to work on Monday, okay? High as a kite, KIT. I don't know where the E is at. E must be exotic, but I know E went somewhere. Oh yeah, I party. Oh yeah, I party all weekend. Oh Lord, that it was not shenanigans. That was routine party. Can't tell me crap because look now. So Jesus, no. If he gonna call me and tell me he wants me to do something for him, he better come up straight. He better give me some anointing. And I'm very serious because I ain't got no time. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me and listen to me good. I don't think I'll go back out there because I think I like the Holy Ghost better. There is no high, trust me, like the Holy Ghost high. You smoking a reefer? I'm going to tell you right now. It ain't going to hold you, honey. That means you're gonna have to go to something stronger, and then you're gonna be strutting it out on the street. Because Reefer can't hold you. So you're going to end up killing yourself. But when you get high and mellow out on Jesus, let me tell you something. There is a peace. Oh, God, in the Holy Ghost. There is an understanding that comes only through Him. He will give you information. You remember that scripture he said? You don't have to worry about taking what you take, no shoes, no money, nothing. And he said, you don't have to worry about what you're going to speak. I'm telling you, once you read his word, and once you have one or two scriptures inside of you, you're armed and dangerous, and the devil knows it. Why do you think he want to keep you from away from fasting? Why do you think he want to keep you away from reading your Bible and knowing the word? Because he know that once, the moment you get close to the word and just start meditating on the word and just start it, just start, just relax and just so relax and just get to know him. It gives you a peace. Something coming out of your belly gives you tranquility. It's just, there is no God, nothing. All the things that I've been through in life, let me tell you, I, Ruth Elizabeth Darling Carr, will go through it again. This time would have been different, though. When I was going through it then, I didn't know the outcome. I didn't know anything about God. It was a lot of crying tears. Was a lot of crying out for my mama. It was a lot of things that I'm lost and I don't have this and I don't have that. And I felt like nobody there and nobody cared. Maybe I had to go through all that to be able to minister and to have that love in my heart for individuals and for people. Maybe that's why. You have to have your own testimony. Your test is going to be your testimony. You have to have it. Go through it. Go through it. Go through it. I'm telling you, go through it. Because if, oh my God, even to have a house to sleep in, even to have my own bed. It's like, wow. You just don't know. You just don't understand. It's just, if I should ever tell you. I remember when I moved here, I was upset over this place. I'm like, this is what I want. That's what. And then when I started thinking, I mean, and my husband would say some stuff to me, and I was like, whatever. And then I started thinking. We don't have any kids here anymore. It's just Kenneth and I. Just be thankful and be grateful. Just thank him for what you have. My God, you never know what he's going to do, how he's going to open up doors. You never know. I'm telling you, you never know. No, I know it's not easy. I know it is not easy. It is the hardest thing that when you can't pay your bills. It is the hardest thing when you're in a land where you think your mom is gone and your daddy said he gonna kill everybody. is the hardest thing when you don't have any food, and your brother that you took care, you take care of him, you gave him a bath, and the next morning you're begging him for some food, and he creep it out and give it to the dog. And you're like, why do you do this, Mikey? And he said, Daddy said, before I give you anything to eat, scrape it out to the dog. And you know what? This day, I, this Joseph, is responsible to take care of that brother. Go through your hard times. Go through your hard times. Go through your moment. Cry out to God if you have to. Talk to God about your hurts. He hears everything, he knows everything, trust me. And he is there. I'm in Jamaica and I need somewhere to sleep, and I go to my friend. And I felt so good she put me up for the night. And then the next day, the boyfriend told her, I can't stay there, you gotta put me out. And look at this. I got my own bed. I got my own bed. I could go in my bathroom. I don't have to ask my husband. I could go to your bathroom and he could go to one. Got my own bed. You never know how God's gonna work it out. You never know how he's going to use you to bless somebody. Just trust him for everything. Just talk to him about everything and trust him for everything. Just trust him. Please trust him. This time next year, you're going to surprise. Just trust him. He's a God that's more than enough. He is faithful. He will take you through your hard times, might be your lowest times, but he knows how to take you out of your valley. He knows how to bring you out of your stone and bring you on dry land. If you need water, he knows how to give it to you to drink. If you're thirsty, and he said, if you're dry, the songwriter said, go to him. Don't take my word. Go to him. Talk to him. Tell him to bring the raven. Tell him to have somebody call you and talk to you. Just talk to him. Don't talk about killing yourself because it doesn't work. Why should you want to go kill yourself and commit suicide when you never know what's going to happen? You never know how it's going to work out. Trust him for everything. You hear me, Gloria? Trust him. Put your hands in the hand of the Father. Put your hand in his hand. Put your hand in his hand. Every single person, my cousin, put your hand in his hand. Put your hand in his hand. You may not be okay right now. Your heart might be hurting right now, honey. I haven't seen you for a while. I'm looking. You have red ear. I mean, my God, you're going to have to come and give me that same kind of hairdo because I need something looking like that. Mohawk. You never know. You never know. I was thinking about you 2 days. I was thinking about calling you because I need to know about that excursion you're having. I didn't hear about it from you. But I'm telling you, put your hand over your heart and call in the ravens to your door and go out in your car and just take your right hand and put it over your heart and just bow your head and say, Lord God, I know that I messed up so many times. Lord God, I know you hear me. Lord God, I need you. Lord God, I need to feel your presence. Lord God, I need you, I need you, I need you. You got to just talk to me. He's there. And he was there all the time. There's somebody sing, but I don't know that song. I can't sing like that. But there's a song that he was there all the time. So we bow our heads, and I'm going to read Psalms 139, and I'm then going to close. Because we went over our time for a minute, so. And I don't want to keep you guys. But he gave me, I felt in my heart this day. I want you to hear Psalms 139, and then I'm going to close. This is for somebody. I want you to hear this. Psalms 139. Oh Lord, oh Lord, you search me and you know me. Thou knowest my down sitting. Listen to that. He knows everything, like I was saying. And my uprising. That means he knows everything. You understand everything. I'm just going to paraphrase this. Whether it's near or far, he understands. He compassed. He knows where you're going, where you're living, where you're lying, where you're standing. He knows it. Go and read this for yourself. Make it. Let this be personal. You're behind and you're before. This is, oh my God, you're all knowing God. Go down to 18, your wings of the morning. This is for you. Lord God, cover me, cover you, night and day. Number 12, darkness, cover us, Lord God. 13, you possess, you reign. I will praise you. That's number 14. I'm just skipping over. My substance was not hidden. Whatever he had for you, he's not going to hide it. Your eyes will see his substance. You got to go read it. You got to make it be in your heart. His words are written for you. You're precious in his sight. You're precious, you're precious, you're precious. He will not let anything come near you. He does not hate you, he loves you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bow tonight. We come before you tonight, Lord. And we give you thanks. And we give you praise. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering to your children tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for opening up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. And as I lift my hand up tonight, Lord God, I stand in agreement with your children. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I stand tonight, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you that your word is life. I thank you that your word is sharp. I thank you that your word is whatever we send it to, it's going to accomplish. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you that you open up doors. I thank you that they walk through those doors, like I said. And the ones that need to be closed, you're going to close them. I thank you for the holy angels that come and encamp around about them. I thank you, Father God, that their foot will be flat on the floor. No evil will come near their dwelling. I thank you, Father God, that they're the head and not the tail. They're always going under and not over and not under. Always abounding and abiding to every good works. Okay. All right. I see. I pray for that individual mind right now. And I break and I bind the spirit of confusion. I come against every confusing spirit that want to come and to bring war upon that individual right now. I break it. I break it. Is this Shahana? Is that how you pronounce your name? Shahana. I believe that's Shahana. Is that how you pronounce your name, honey? Shahana?
Shoshana.
Sohana? And you have problem with your mind sometimes? Huh? Can you hear me? Do
I
you hear?
can't.
Huh? Can you hear me?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I was praying and I had to stop because I hear from the Spirit. I want you to put your right hand over your forehead right now. Right now. I want you to put your hand over there. In the name of Jesus. In the name that above every single name, loose. I want you to take your head off right now. And I say loose, 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 loose now. There you go. Yando, put your hand up and give him praise. Give him praise. Want you to take Psalms 150. Verse 6, get your anointing oil, and I want you to anoint yourself. I want you to give him praise. Give him praise. There is a scripture that says, the enemy tried to come in to sift you. But he said, oh, I have prayed for you. So tonight we come and we stand in the gap with you. And we break every spirit. We command them to leave now and to go through that front door out of your house and to never return. And when they come, if they should ever try to come back, you say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Go to a Bible believing church, a church that believe in the Holy Ghost and believe in the delivering power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. We give you praise, Almighty God. And we give you worship. We break every folly ground of the enemy. We come against that type that looks like a baby. Oh, Kashiba. We break and we bind that spirit. It's like a baby that comes to just latch on, and we break it. Generational curse. We break it. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. Wow. Honey, I will be, let me write your name down. I'll be praying for you, sweetheart. I'll be praying for you. Jackson. I will keep you in prayer. I want you to take your pen and I want you to write this down. Psalms 23. In Psalms 91. In Psalms 150. And focus your attention in verse 6. And get some anointing oil and anoint yourself. And those voices that you're hearing, they should go. I just drive them out of your house. I just drive them out to your front door. I just drive them out because they come. They're trying to grab you crazy. And this is like a spirit of witchcraft. Generational witchcraft from the generation, from the creation. And it comes in like a baby. And it comes in to just to latch on and do not want to leave. But you have to stand up and take authority over all unclean spirit. And you got to find yourself a Bible believing church, honey. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I want you to write down, because once I get out of the line, don't call me and ask me what I said, because I won't remember. Because I'm not a psychic. Okay. I just move and be led by the Spirit of God Himself. Once this is over, there's no for you to call, because I will not remember, because I'm moving under the unction of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God has given me the information, like He could give anybody the information, any one of us, any one of us, because He wants to use any one of us in our different gifts and different calling. This is not a one-man show. This is not about me. This is about all of us coming together collectively and moving under the unction of the Holy Ghost. So don't put me on any kind of pedestal, because I can't be. Put Jesus on it. It's all about Him. But what you're dealing with is a spirit of witchcraft. Spirit of witchcraft. And they bring it in on you as like a baby. And it comes to suck you out and to tear you down. But you get delivered. I started praying. And you have to stand for yourself. And you can't wallow in it anymore. Amen. Glory to God. Father, I thank you. I praise your holy name for your people tonight. Father, I thank you for revelation knowledge. Father, you we give the praise and you we give the worship. And you we move and we ever being. There is no other God beside you. You are a God that's more than enough. And we come and we say thank you. We bow before you and we say, we give you praise, Almighty God. We give you praise, Almighty God in the earth. We give you praise, King of King, Lord of Lord. You're the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, and we give you praise. Tomorrow night, I'll be on Facebook. I'm on Facebook Live. I started Facebook. Oh, audio is off. I started Facebook Live the first night. That was okay. The second night, it just did not work right. So we're going to try again tomorrow night. And it would have been okay if I wasn't adding on another person. So now we're going to do it again. We're going to pray. What the Father wanted me to pray for America. So I'm going to be on Facebook Live at 7:30 tomorrow. If you are available, tune in and let us all pray for America. This is about praying for the United States of America, and we will pray. This is not about party. If you have anything about to do with party, please do not show up. It's not about the Democrat or the Republican. No, we don't. Please do not show up, because we want to just pray for God intervention in the United States of America. And you know what? He had given me this for years. People that know me for a long time, they'll let you know that God had already called me and unctioned me in to pray for America. And we had started, we prayed and we prayed and we stopped. We had a lot of ridicule. And then people see what's going on right now. So God opened up the door again and we were back praying. So I want to thank you, every single person that was online tonight. Go. My husband will be putting up this thing tomorrow. Or maybe Wednesday, because he's kind of busy tomorrow. You put it up. You go and you invite somebody. Tell them to go listen to it under theholytabernacle.com and go down to audio and they can listen. Okay? They can listen. Also, on Wednesdays, we fast by the Holy Spirit. On Fridays, we have watch. If you want to be a part of any one of those, you can let me know. And then I'll just send the information over to Sonia. Every now and again, I'm supposed to do a supernatural prophetic training. Because, you know, God used me in the prophetic. I'm calling the prophetic. A lot of people say I'm an apostle because I go and I raise up people and train them and release them. Well, I don't go by titles, okay? Titles don't have anything to do with me. I just love you guys. I love you, love you, love you. Pray for me because I'm still coughing up a storm. But hey, Jesus is Lord. And I give him praise. I love you guys.